We're visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Bill Neinstedt here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, you were able to get a win over Yates Center last Friday in the quarterfinals of your sub stay at Flint Hills. What'd you like about that game?
Well, we shot the ball really, really well from the perimeter, especially early in the basketball game. We hadn't been shooting it well, and so we had spent quite a bit of time in practice working on establishing rhythm and catching the ball shot ready. And we end up, knocking in our first three threes. We had four different players, 3-point shots, and we end up going 12 for 24 against a team that was really packed in a zone to make it really difficult for you to get the ball inside.
You know, what was it for you guys to get in a rhythm after leading 27-13 at half?
Well, just to continue trying to win every possession and to give the ball energy at the offensive end to make it move, to drive it when we could, to get out in transition. And defensively, keep our man in front of us and rebound the basketball as best we could.
You were able to play one more home game as well last Friday. And why don't you talk about I believe you've said to me in the past, one senior. What has she meant for your team this year?
Brooke Gaines is an outstanding young lady. She's involved in nearly every activity that there is at Madison High School and in 4-H. She's an outstanding student, and she has improved so much as a basketball player in the 2 years that I've been fortunate enough to work with her. She's going to do great things. She plans right now to go to the University of Oklahoma and study meteorology. And I'm sure she will be highly successful.
Wow, that's a good future ahead for her. But I know still with basketball on their mind and your guys' mind, what's your big emphasis in practice today before you gear up for your semifinal tomorrow with OP?
So all week we have been emphasizing a couple of things. We have a defensive emphasis each day of practice and an offensive emphasis. And usually they change from day to day, but this week we've stayed with them steady. Protect the ball, protect the lane. We've got to do those two things. We can't turn the basketball over. We've got to have good possessions because that will, if we do a good job of that, it will help us to do the second thing, which is to keep the ball out of the lane. Katie Robert is so dynamic. So is Lily Skowski and Lily Bailey. They're so athletic. And, two of those have an enormous amount of experience playing, not only just high school basketball, but being in the state tournament, playing big games. We can't let them get really easy looks at the basket by giving layup.
Visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Bill Neinstedt here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, that big game with OP tomorrow night at 6 p.m. from Flint Hills High School. We'll have it for you here on Country 101.7 FM. And if you're able to knock off OP, you would take on the winner between Flint Hills and Marmaton Valley on Saturday night for a trip to Colby.
Right. That would be quite an accomplishment. But right now we're really focused on playing our best basketball against OP. And if we are fortunate enough to win that game, we will do everything we can to prepare quickly for winner of the Marmaton Valley Flint Hills game.
And what do you think is big for you guys tomorrow night, knowing you're seeing OP again?
Taking care of the ball and protecting the line. And then of course it always helps to make shots. those are key things every night out. I really don't think Dylan things change very much from game to game, certain things that every coach values. And for us, those two things are always really, really important.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I've enjoyed our chats every other week here throughout the season. Best of luck tomorrow night with Opie. We look forward to having the game here on Country 101.7 FM. And best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be following along.
Thank you very much, Dylan. It's been a pleasure to be with you again this season. Thank you very much for all that you do.
That is Madison Girls Basketball Coach Bill Nineset joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.